If there is a Sunday or a weekend that I prefer to be away, it would be this Sunday on the Feast of the Holy Trinity. And I would rather have the Jesuits talk about the Trinity. But I will give it a try. Bob Schieffer, a well-known anchor of CBS and journalist, was very popular. He retired at the age of 77 after working as an anchor for 46 years, if I'm not mistaken. And we know that some of his contributions are the following. He was a moderator of some or several of the presidential debates. And he was good at it. He also was the host of Face the Nation. And also, as I've said, an anchor for CBS News. He was also able to cover very important news from Washington to the Pentagon, name it. But his biggest contribution, his greatest call to fame, as he would say it, is really the way he moderated the presidential debate. When he retired in 2015, at the age of 77, New York Times wrote his story. New York Times featured him. And in writing his story and about his work, New York Times talked about his success. And they said that part of his success, or the power of staying successful, is that he showed up all the time. When Bob read the story about him from Times, he said that, yes, it's true that part of my success is about showing up all the time. But really, it is more than that, Bob said. It was because I did not change. And to put it in his own words, he said, I always was what I was. I always was what I was. Which basically means that in the life of Bob, it was about constancy. It was about consistency. Those two that contributed to his success in his life and in his work. When I read that article, I couldn't help but think of our feast day today. Especially his words, his statement, I always was what I was. As I've said, it's about consistency and about constancy. As we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, the tendency of preachers, including myself, is to unravel the mystery of the Trinity. Or perhaps our tendency is to try to solve the problem of the Trinity, to try to understand how they are one, as if it is a puzzle to be solved. But the Trinity, as most of all theologians would say, remains a mystery. But perhaps as we gather this morning, we can use the statement of Bob to get a grasp not so much about the unity of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, but how we experience the Trinity in our lives today. How we experience the Trinity in our lives today. God, as we know, has always been and will always be constant and consistent. God, as we know, will never change, especially when it comes to His love and when it comes to His mercy to all of us. In the first reading today from the book of Deuteronomy, Moses says to the people, remember now how God has always been constant and consistent in His mercy to all of you, to all of us, Moses says, that when God led all of us out of Egypt from slavery and freed us from slavery into the promised land, God was always there for us. God has always been faithful to all of us, Moses says. God is always committed to all of us, Moses said. God is true to His name, a name that He revealed to Moses in the burning bush. I am who am. I am who am. And in saying that, Moses tells the people of God that in looking at our experience of our God, God is always there for us, consistent in His love for all of us. Similarly, in today's gospel reading, Jesus gathers His disciples before He ascended to the Father. And He says to His disciples, go and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus says something very important. Jesus says, I am with you always until the end of time. It is an echo to the name given by the angel to both Mary and Joseph. You are to name your son Emmanuel, which means God is with us. On this feast of the Most Holy Trinity, all of us are invited to keep that in mind. To keep in mind who our God is. A God who is always with us. And that is the truth. He is a God who will never forsake us. He is a God who will never abandon us, no matter what happens. He is a God who will always be with us until the end of time. When we look at our lives today, my brothers and sisters, we ask ourselves, but how do we experience God today? When we look at all the horrific events that took place last week, especially the shooting that took place in San Jose, we ask ourselves, where is God? The answer is, God is with us. As we go through this pandemic, we ask ourselves, where is God? The answer is, God is with us. You see, my brothers and sisters, the promise of God is not about that we don't experience pain and suffering and death. That's not the promise of God. But rather, the promise of God is that despite what we go through in life, despite how horrific the events that we go through, experience in life, whether it is illness or death or separation, the promise of God is this: I will be with you always until the end of time. I will be with you always to give you courage. I will give you always to give you hope. I will always be with you to strengthen you. I will always be with you to heal you. I will always be with you to journey with you no matter what. That is the promise of our loving and gracious God. That is the promise of our God who created us. And that God who created us is the same as the Son who redeemed us, who died for us and is risen from the dead. And the same God who continues to be present in each one of us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We gather around the table of the Lord today to celebrate the Eucharist. To celebrate and to remember the memory of our God. Our God who was, who is, and who will always be. A God who is constant and consistent in being present in our lives, loving us, forgiving us, being merciful to us, and having compassion on each one of us. My friends, we give thanks today for the gift of our God who is truly present in our midst. Keep in mind what Jesus said: I will be with you always until the end of time.